Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to be with you this morning and thanking God for waking me up today. Wow. Thanking God for waking me up today, because I will be honest, your host was asleep and sleeping good until I got a shake from God. I woke up early and fell back to sleep. Apologize this morning to all of you. And I thank you for coming back and joining me. I apologize. Let us pray. Father God, thank you again for waking me up. Thank you for shaking me this morning. Put a shaking in my spirit to wake me up today. Thank you, Father. I appreciate you. And I ask you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. Thank you again, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. Lord, I ask you to remove anything not like you from my heart, my mind, and my spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray this word touch someone's heart, someone's mind, and someone's spirit. Amen. I apologize, family, again, because your host overslept by a lot. And the show goes on whether I'm on it or not. It'll just play music. So thank you so much for staying on and listening in. Wow, I am back. Dying profusely. But we are going to get directly into our word this morning. And we're going to go forth. Wow, what a word too. You know, sometimes the enemy does not want us to go forth. He doesn't want a word from God. He doesn't want us to go forth. He doesn't want us to do what we need to do. He doesn't want God's word to go forth because it's a word that will touch someone's heart. And so I thank all of you for joining me. And the word for today is a man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And we say what we do. And so we're going to start this morning with our title, which is coming out of Proverbs chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. And it says, the wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wicked is ensnared by the transgressions of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. When you work hard, you get what you need. When you speak positive, you get what you speak. They don't want you to say the good things. So we're going to say good things today. And we're going to go forth. And we're going to keep the word going. Because God's word is important. And it needs to go forth. So I'm thanking God for waking me up this morning. I might have been late, but I'm on time for God. And this is the word it says, therefore, you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm, his signs and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all the land, what he did to the army of Egypt, to other horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them, and they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben. Now the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which he did. Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you crossed over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot, as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess, in a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God causes, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart, all your soul, then I will give you the rain from your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, yet your heart, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve the other little gods, and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you. He shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as four frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. But if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, all his ways, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess the greater and mightier nations than yourself. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods, this little g gods, which you have not known. Now it shall be when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing of Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of the Jordan toward the settling sun in the land of the Canaanites, who dwell in the plains opposite Gilgal, besides the terrible trees of Morah? For you will cross over the Jordan and go in to possess the land the Lord your God is giving you, and you will possess it and dwell in it, and you shall be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord your God and Father is giving you to possess. All the days that you live in the earth, you shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess serve their gods, in the high mountains, and on the hills, and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, thy heave offerings of your land, of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all the watch to which you have put your hand. I'm going to read that again because I want to make sure it gets clearly read. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your household, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not at all do as you are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. That sounds familiar, don't it? For as yet you have not come to the rest, the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. But when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around about, so that you dwell in safety, then there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice offerings which you have vowed to the Lord, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites who in your gates. Since he has no portion nor inheritance with you, take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which the Lord chooses. In one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. However, you may slaughter and eat meat with all your gates, wherever your heart desires, according to the blessings of the Lord your God, which he has given you, the unclean and the clean. May eat of it, out of the gazelle and the deer alike. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it on the earth like water. You may not eat with your new wine or your oil of the firstborn of your herd or your flock, of any of your offerings which you vow, of your freewill offering or of the heave offering of your hand. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses you, and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gates. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hand. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God enlarges your border, as he has promised, you and you say, let me eat meat, because you long to eat meat. You may eat as much meat as your heart desires, if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is to you far from you, then you may slaughter from your herd the Lord has given you, just as I have commanded you. And you may eat within your gates as much as your heart desires, just as the gazelle and the deer are eating, so you may eat them. The unclean and the clean alike may eat them. Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You may not eat the life with the meat. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and your children after you. When you do what is right in the sight of the Lord, only the holy things which you have in your vowed offerings, you shall take and go to the place which the Lord chooses, and you shall offer your burnt offerings, the meat and the blood, on the altar to the Lord your God. And the blood of your sacrifice shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God. Observe and obey all these words, which I command you, that you may go well, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, those little G's again, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods, but they burnt even their sons and daughters in the fire for their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it nor take away from it. Whatever God has told us to do, we can't add to it and we can't take from it. For those that are just joining this moving forward experience, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, and Life Lessons, Life Questions, Life Examples. Those are things that are coming from Dr. Stanley. Life Questions, those are Dr. Stanley's. And so I have some life lessons from our Deuteronomy Word. And the first life lesson comes from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 14. And it says, if you earnestly obey my commandments, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season. Our God provides for those who love him and who obey his commandments. And I can honestly attest that is the truth. In today's uncertain world, it's good to be in the hands of a loving God who knows what we need before we even ask him for it. Let your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods. Most people do not simply wake up one day and decide to abandon God. Deception usually plays a large role, just as it did in Eden, just as it will at the end of time. Genesis 3:13, Matthew 24 and 5. The enemy deceives because he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He does not care who you are. He will try to take you out of help you all to sleep when he knows you got an assignment from God. We got to stay vigilant. We got to stay vigilant. And I say this, you know, and I'm speaking again of myself. We got to go to bed at night. We can't get distracted by the television, by the internet, by books, by anything. We got to go to sleep. Because when you don't, then your body's going to shut down and say, I'm sleeping. You know, I go to sleep sometimes I get off work at 9 o'clock and you're trying, the body trying to bring itself down and falling asleep at midnight and being up at 5, it's not enough sleep. So your body shuts down and says, I'm sleeping. Because I was awake this morning early and fell back to sleep. Nudge from God. And I looked at my clock and I'm like, oh my God. I just kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It was 7:15. And I was like, oh my God. And my show goes live at 7 automatically because I set it up that way. And so it goes on whether I'm on it or not. You'll hear music or you'll hear the host has not arrived. So I apologize again because I realized when I read this word, take heed to yourselves lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods. I'm just being honest. You're serving when you don't go to sleep and you know you have an assignment for God, you're serving that God of TV. You're serving that God of the book that you might be reading or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook. You're serving those gods because you know you need to get your rest to do the will of God. So I ask God's forgiveness as I ask yours because I did get distracted. I didn't go to sleep when I should have. You know, I ask God's forgiveness. And this is the word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 4. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things. All worship is not godly worship. God calls us to worship him in spirit and in truth. And not all forms of worship fit in this criteria. We've got to remember that. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 18. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hands. God wants a happy people who rejoice in all they do, not a dour company of saints who focuses on all the evil in the world. Oneness with God produces peace and joy, not chaos and grumbling. I'm going to read that again. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all that which you put your hands. God wants a happy people who rejoice in all they do, not a dire company of saints who focus on all the evil in the world. Oneness with God produces peace and joy, not chaos and grumbling. So I ask forgiveness again if I have allowed the enemy to take over more time than God. I apologize and I ask God forgiveness because I don't want to be a grumbling Nelly. I like that love. I like that peace. I like that joy that can only come from God. I like it. I like and I love God. And I love my worship. I love to worship him in spirit and in truth, giving all honor, glory, and praise to God. Psalms 37, 18 and 22, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the metal, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. But those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. Wow, that's a word. And our New Testament word this morning is this, from coming out of Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to the register to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, but behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on all earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the thing which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. And yes, we know it's Yeshua, Yeshua. We know that. But we call him Jesus. The name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Gabriel told Mary what she would name her miracle child. And that's what she did. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And as we go back to some lessons here from Luke, the first is a life lesson, and it says, verse, chapter 2, verse 10, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. The angel told the shepherds not to fear, but to open their eyes and look for the wonderfully good thing that God was doing for them and for the whole world, everything that would bring great joy to everyone. And then there's a life question. Characteristics of a godly man. And it says, until he became engaged to Mary, Joseph's life probably resembled that of most other men in his hometown. No doubt he had business concerns and goals for the future, but nothing seriously interrupted his daily routine until Mary informed him she was pregnant. Then he revealed his godly traits. While the news must have shocked him, he clearly felt trouble for her and her reputation. God saw the confusion building inside of Joseph and sent an angel to him. Joseph, son of David, to you marry your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And that's in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Through 21. From this point on, Joseph never doubted God's will in choosing him to watch over Mary and her son. He remained faithful not only to his wife, but also to God. He showed courage by ignoring the ugly rumors swirling around town about Mary's pregnancy. He valued God's plan above what others might think of him. He remained sensitive to the Holy Spirit, demonstrated by his acceptance of God's guidance. After the birth of Jesus, an angel appeared to him, warning him of impending danger. Joseph immediately took Mary and Jesus to Egypt, where they found safety until the threat passed. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 through 15. Joseph, a humble man, honored God by obeying his word. He remained consistent and content and could be counted on to follow God regardless of the personal cost. How can you grow in your faith to become a godly individual? Start by committing yourself to a consistent daily walk with Christ. Attend a church where the word of God is proclaimed as the standard of life. I'm smiling because I say that every Sunday. I say it pretty frequently. Find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And Dr. Stanley just said, as I say, start by committing yourself to a consistent daily walk with Christ. Attend a church where the word of God is proclaimed as the standard of life. Make an open commitment to God and to your loved ones that you will not abandon your devotion to Christ or to them. Even when you oversleep, you still got to get up and do what you are committed to do for God. Even when you're tired, you got to get up and do what you are committed to do for God. God worked 6 days, and on the seventh, he rested. You gain a sense of godly responsibility when you stand up for what is right. A godly person is not easily swayed, but is filled with conviction, faith, and prayer. When Joseph had no one else to guide and comfort him, he turned to God and found the strength and love he needed to get through the most difficult of circumstances. Will you make Joseph's spiritual commitment your own today? God, this morning, let us choose God today. And I thank God for all his words being spoken this morning that he did not forsake me. He did not leave me. His word has gone forth as I have been. And a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. That word this morning is this. Good morning. Stress and worry don't change anything. Come on now. But you, let go and know that God will work it out for you. Have a thankful Thursday. And I just say to you this morning, I am thankful. I am grateful. I am blessed that our Father God woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind with a pep in my step and joy in my heart. And say this, even being a little late this morning, God, the whole word. So I thank you, Lord, for the word. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for giving me past my technical difficulties called sleep. And I thank you for waking me up this morning to get your word in. And before we go, I'm going to go back over our Proverbs word one more time because I don't want anybody to not get that word this morning that God gave us. And that word was simply this. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. The wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wicked is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Confidence of a man's hands will be rendered to him. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. And we say, every day, family, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord, for there is no God like our God. I thank God for this word this morning. I thank him for his time. I thank him for just being who he is, a wonderful and mighty God. Thank you so much, family, for joining me this morning. Have a blessed and glorious day. As we say on moving forward, it is a wrap.